Good morning. I'm sorry I can't be with you today, live in the studio, but I have to have a time out. 2 days, silence. Well, the puppy will be with me, my husband is gone, and I am in need of a retreat. You know, it's not something I used to do. I used to be terrified of being in silence. I did The Artist Way. I've done The Artist Way by Julia Cameron a few different times. And in there, she says, take a week with no media, nothing, just hear your own voice. And I always stopped at that chapter. Years would go by. I'd pick it up again, read that book, get to that chapter, stop reading, because I couldn't imagine how boring that would be. And what would I do? And all the things I have to do. And then I figured out that if I just took a little time, so I got some support a couple of years ago, got a friend saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a 48 hours, no media, no reading, just me with whatever. And she was a good coach and said, you know, you might just, instead of being militant, you might just ask yourself, what's life affirming, and not be so harsh. You know, it's like, okay, fine. What blew my mind was when that 48 hours was over, I didn't want to turn on the phone. I didn't want to turn on the computer. I didn't want to talk. It was surprising. And why do I need it? What's a personal retreat? What's this little getaway timeout all about? An adult form of a timeout? There's various reasons. Sometimes you're just so busy and losing perspective. Just need it. And it could be a 30 minute, could be 48 hours, could be 2 weeks, whatever you can do and what works for you. But it's both an experience and a state of mind. Corey Woods wrote an e-book called Crafting a Personal Retreat. And she said it can be a time of journaling, a deep contemplation, or simply being and seeing what comes up, or a deep connective experience in nature. Unquote. And that's definitely true for me. It's just, for me, my goals are to renew a little space for play and creativity. That's one of the ways, if you're going to take a timeout, even if it's 30 minutes, it helps to have a clear intention. Is there a question? Is there a goal that I have that I want to have happen as a result of this retreat? Clarification about a transition or what's next? Or is it renewal? Is it perspective? Is it a creative endeavor? Writing? So first, you know, getting clear about what the retreat is all about. And then figuring out what structure supports that. It doesn't have to be silent. It doesn't have to be totally unstructured. It can have body work as part of it, or exercises, or yoga, or other kinds of things that help you fulfill your goal. When I was in my 20s, I got really excited by annually reading Anne Morrow Lindbergh's book, Gifts from the Sea. She wrote this in 1955, and she, with all her children, she's Charles Lindbergh's wife and had a number of children, one of which was tragically murdered. She would do an annual retreat by the sea to make sense of her life. And she started journaling during these retreats, thinking there was nobody else that needed anything like this. She was the only one in 1955 who needed a time out from her children and her life. But then, as she came back from her retreats and talked to more folks, she found out that those folks whose lives looked very smooth and on the surface were also struggling with, as she said, to evolve another rhythm with more creative pauses in it, more adjustment to their individual need, and new and more alive relationships to themselves as well as others. That's Anne Morrow Lindbergh, Gifts from the Sea. So that's what it's about. A little bit of setting up what I want to have happen, a little bit of structure to support that, and maybe a little bit of time thinking about what am I going to have to get past in myself to actually do this. Like, of course, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I got too much to do, I've got obligations. Again, it can be a 10-minuter, 30-minuter. And sometimes when you're as tired and cranky as I am, it's got to be a couple of days. So I hope you have many joyful moments in this week. And I'm off to shut my mouth.